The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
But something else is happening today. It's happening today and tomorrow. And if you have any sort of presence in social media or on social media or on the internet, you will know what it is. It is Amazon Prime Day, now a 2-day event. It means that Amazon sells a whole host of items at knockdown prices, and it is advertised right across the social media spectrum. So most people will know it is happening and people get excited about it happening. But should we be excited from an Irish retail point of view? With me to discuss, Louis Copeland, who's the owner of Louis Copeland and Son, Sarah Kenny, manager at Kenny's Bookshop in Galway, and Jean McCabe, the CEO of Retail Excellence. You're all very, very welcome, and thanks a million for chatting to us. Sarah, do you kind of despair a little bit at how excited people get on Amazon Prime Day?
I mean, I wouldn't say despair. It's a reality. You know, it's a huge event every year, and it drives a huge amount of attention and traffic to them, for sure. But I think the important thing for ourselves and other Irish retailers is to be in a position where we provide a positive and good alternative. There is often a perception that Amazon is the cheapest option for everything, and that if you go to Amazon, you get it the fastest and the cheapest and the best. And that's really not the case at all. They can be cheaper for some products. They can undercut retailers for a certain amount, certainly from speaking from the book trade, but not everything is cheapest on there at all. Now, they do obviously put on a lot of deals for these couple of days, but we know ourselves on our own site that we have thousands of books cheaper on our own website than they are on Amazon. If you shop with us directly, there's no hidden charges. You know, Amazon take a cut on every purchase you make with them, and we charge no delivery fee in Ireland, for example. So you can get better value, often a better experience, and always an alternative if you look around with your local and Irish retailers.
And why do you think that perception exists, that it's that much cheaper to buy on Amazon than it might be to go to the local bookshop? Because I think a lot of people listening might assume that, you know, that you're being asked to pay maybe a few euro premium to go down to the local shop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the big things I suppose we have to do is always try and provide the best value that we can as retailers. Like Amazon are such a mammoth, global conglomerate. And the thing about them is that they nearly sell absolutely everything. I think that's the big thing about them. You can go to them for nearly everything, you know, whereas if you're shopping for individual type products, you know, you have to make an effort to go to your bookshop for books, you have to go to your clothes shop for clothes and whatever else. So, you know, they have an efficiency of speed because they have so much more, they're so much bigger, I guess. So they have the capability to be fast and have such huge amount of inventory available. But I suppose that then just, you know, people just think, because you can often find, you know, you'll have multiple sellers on Amazon selling multiple products. And so you can buy the cheapest of multiple, you know, versions of the same product on Amazon often. So it might appear in that sense that you're getting, you know, really good value. But again, they take a massive cut and there's hidden charges there and delivery fees and everything else. So it's not necessarily at all always the best. And in-store in your retailers as well, I mean, it's a completely different, you know, experience that you're getting when you walk into the shop. You get personal customer service face-to-face, personal recommendations of products. You're shopping in, you know, in booksellers are selling you books in bookshops, and the same with all individual retailers. You know, you're getting the trade person selling you the goods, who's the expert on it. And that's a whole other experience that you just don't get when you shop with them online. So there's no real replacement for that.
Louis Copeland, I mentioned, is with us as well. And Louis, lots of people listening to this, maybe who don't use Amazon, still think of it as a big book retailer online. They sell absolutely everything. They sell groceries as well. They sell suits, and I'm on their kind of suit page, if we'll call it that, at the moment, looking at what they buy and sell. I mean, do they pose a threat even to your particular corner of the retail industry?
Okay, they're here to stay. I mean, and they probably provide a good service, but there's nothing to beat like the person service. Let's keep the jobs in Ireland. Support Irish people. you know, I mean, we're online also, but you can ring us up and say, listen, I'm a certain size. What do you think would suit me? I'm going to a wedding and I want kind of fabric. I mean, you can't do that on Amazon. But if you're a local retailer, you can actually get on the phone and ring the person and get the service. You know, if you can't come into store, but you can actually get the service on the phone. And that's something that they can't compete with.
Was there a marked change in people's shopping behaviour and patterns, Louis, that you noticed kind of pre and post COVID?
Yeah, I mean, like when COVID came, I mean, we were always online anyway. But I mean, obviously, when COVID came, we had to close all the stores, and our kind of online sales jumped up, and it's still going very well. And, you know, so there's a combination of people coming into the store and people buying online. But I mean, like, if you buy online from us and you need your trousers shortened or whatever, you just give us the leg length and we'll shorten them and send them out to you. I mean, Amazon can't compete with that.
Yeah, I do. I think I've told this story before on air, but I'll repeat it for those who didn't hear. I remember in COVID that maybe Kilkenny version of Louis Copeland, Duggan's Menswear, and ordering a few shirts online. And then one of the Duggan's dropped it to the front door on his way home for lunch about an hour later and told me to try them on at lunchtime, and he'd bring back the couple I didn't want back to the shop after lunch. So it's not always that Amazon is even quicker.
Yeah, man, Jeff Bozer, he's not going to come and deliver the...
Jeff's not going to turn up like the Duggans at my front door, no.
I mean, we have to compete with Amazon, but I mean, we compete on service and kind of, you know, service.
John in Cork says, companies like Amazon contribute nothing to the country. They repatriate their profits to head office. Irish retailers make and spend their profits locally through employment, funding out of cities and local services, through business rates, sponsorship of clubs, etc. People can't decry the deterioration of our cities if people don't support local business, who on the whole are often cheaper than Amazon, says John in Cork, echoing that point that Sarah Kenny from Kenny's Bookshop made. Jean McCabe, I mentioned, the CEO of Retail Excellence, with us as well. Jean, to what extent does kind of Amazon and Amazon Prime Day pose a threat to bricks and mortar retail? And more broadly, how worried are you at the likes of Temu and Shein and these ultra cheap offerings online becoming more available in this country too?
Yeah, look, I think you can acknowledge that Amazon Prime Day is a big marketing tool, but it's going back to that message of shopping local, and that when you are shopping local, you're not just buying a product, that you're investing in your community's future, just like your caller message in there. And it's important to know, like, Irish high streets are the heartbeat of our towns and villages, and you know, in an era where we're in an age of algorithms, Irish retailers offer a personal touch, and they don't just know your name, they know your taste. And it's about that USP. You know, Amazon, while it might be the jack of all trades, it's not exactly the expert in a whole lot. And I think that's where Irish retail fits in, about that product curation and the experience in store and the service and that whole meaningful piece about where you shop, how it impacts the local economy, how they're supporting your local teams, and that face-to-face service.
How much have high street retailers, Jean, had to improve, I was going to say, but certainly change the product? And I mean product in the kind of the overall sense of the experience of going into the store and everything that comes with it over the last few years in the wake of kind of the proliferation of online offerings?
Yeah, so there's certainly a lot of product creation coming into stores, and I think it's almost consumers are almost over consuming in the sense that there's so many options online, and sometimes that can be overwhelming, and you can have paralysis of purchase at that stage. So this is where a lot of high street stores then narrow down their curation. They're providing customers with what they're looking for when they walk into the store, but also actually giving them the opportunity to browse and finding something that they never knew they needed in the first place. And that's the magic of browsing Irish retail. And I think that's the joy of walking into a bricks and mortar store. It's more than just a business. It's a place where people gather as well and knit our communities together.
Despite all of that, despite the obvious attraction of the bricks and mortar store, as it were, and, you know, we've mentioned a few here already. I talked about Temu and Shein as well. And They are very, very cheap. Now, I don't know what kind of quality you're getting for that price. I don't know where it's being made. I don't know what the progeny of this is. I know they would suggest, and they're kind of very, very prickly about people suggesting otherwise, and they would suggest that everything is absolutely above board and people are paid decent wages and all of that. But
I think there's been enough undercover research and information coming out to say they're certainly not abiding by laws. And as a consumer, you want to decide, do you want to support those type of practices just for the sake of buying something a few euro cheaper that's going to end up in landfill?
But you see, I guess the question I was going to ask is, when they become popular, you're not just talking about a few euro, you're maybe talking about a lot of euro. And, you know, the argument then in favour of the bricks and mortar store, does it become harder to make?
It's the quality of the product. You do get what you pay for, regardless of where you're purchasing it. And it's certainly, if you want a disposable product that's going to last pittance versus what you buy in store, it's all about quality over quantity. And it's getting the consumer to think about buying better quality, less consumption, and buying Irish and doing that.
Owen and Bray is an Amazon shopper. The reason I buy all on Amazon is because I couldn't be bothered travelling to a store and not finding what I want and settling for something I don't. Somebody else points out that Amazon do employ a lot of people in Ireland, but a listener in West Cork says, I use Amazon to search out the books I want and then I order them in my fantastic local bookshop, Bandon Books. 087-1400-106. Thank you for that text. Louis Copeland is the owner of Louis Copeland and Son. Sarah Kenny, manager of Kenny's Bookshop in Galway, and Jean McCabe, the CEO of Retail Excellence. Thank you all.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.